The requirement to reach a true deep understanding of Torah that corresponds to the 17th day of Sfiras HaOmer is b'miut tainug, with the lessening of pleasures, meaning of worldly pleasures. A person shouldn't eat and drink solely for his own pleasure, shouldn't definitely partake extra than what is needed to enjoy. A person should enjoy this world. Hashem created it for him, but he should lessen the amount that he does. He should try to limit what he benefits from this world for the sake of serving Hashem, and not more than that. But when he does partake, he should definitely enjoy, and therefore it says only with a lessening of pleasure. The sphere of the day is Tiferes Shebet Tiferes, the beauty or praise within the beauty or the praise. There's an extreme level of beauty and praise. So with our relationship to Hashem, we have to focus and see how Hashem beautifies and praises the Jewish people. Like he says, Yisrael Asher Becha Espar, Yisrael, that through you I become beautiful. Hashem realizes and praises the Jewish people and beautifies them to the other nations, to the heavenly realms, my wonderful people, the Jewish people. And that should bring us in turn to awaken within us a desire to beautify and to praise Hashem. And furthermore, anything that we do, that we should have that intent of being able to beautify and praise Hashem through it, that in turn Hashem will want to beautify himself with his relationship to the Jewish people. Also, the beauty that we're talking about very over here with Tiferes is generally a symmetry of opposites. How you see on the one hand love and on the other hand judgment, how they come and they work in perfect harmony. So when we see how Hashem runs the world in perfect harmony of opposites, hot and cold, light and dark, fear and love, and so on and so forth, that should bring us to recognize the beauty of such harmony and praise Hashem through that. When it comes to our interpersonal relationships, we should realize that we should focus on praising others, on beautifying others for their good deeds, and their distancing themselves from sin, and that in turn will cause them to beautify us for that, and we'll be able to create a beautiful harmony and unity within the Jewish people. And furthermore, when we have to act sometimes with opposites, sometimes we have to be kind, sometimes we have to be strict, and so on and so forth, it should be done with the intention of bringing beautiful harmony and praise to Hashem.